you back for hour two of the weekly Reverse Speech Show. My guest this evening is a reverse speech practitioner and trainer from London, England, Dina Patel. We'll get to Dina in a sec. I want to apologize for some of the audio problems we've had tonight. A lot of that's due to my end. My internet's down, and the phone company promised they'd come out yesterday and fix it, because I was waiting all day. You know how phone companies are, and they didn't come. So my internet's still down, and I'm connecting via my iPhone as the hotspot. So I think there's been some slight little glitches with that, unfortunately, but we seem to be holding out okay. All right, back to you, Dina. You with us?
I am. I'm still here.
Good on you. Okay. All right, look, if you want to call in and talk to Dina or me, then the call-in number is 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Okay, what are we moving on to now? Hello, Dina.
Hi, I'm still here. Okay, I was just very quickly talking about my website. So if anybody wants to visit it, it's dynamic.co.uk. So that's dynamic.co.uk. If anybody does want to have a look at it, there's quite a bit of information that they're certainly willing to, you know, that they're happy to look at.
D-Y-M-O-N-I-K, is that what you said?
No, it's actually my name, so Dina, D-I-M-A, M-I-K, Dynamic.
Ah, D-I-N-A-M-I-K, that's pretty cool, yep. Dynamic. Yeah, right.
That's it.
Cool, okay, dynamic.com, okay.
Yeah.
All right, now we've got some more clients to look at, right?
Yeah, I was just going to the last one on this particular, the infant. The very last one I just wanted to share with you was the honey, honey one. Now, it's quite long, the words honey. They come out quite long, so I'm not sure if the listeners will be able to pick it up as clearly as the other ones.
Okay, which one is this?
The infant again. Honey, honey.
Honey, honey.
Mm-hmm.
No, not there. Was it the same info file you sent me?
Okay, doesn't matter. No problem. We'll move on then. No problem.
No, it's not there. Huh. Okay.
That's right. Okay. We'll leave that. We'll leave that and close that particular
side.
Okay, then if we go on to... So that's the clients from the client perspective. And I also wanted to look at a couple of entrepreneurs, because I'm just interested in how their minds think and what they're actually really thinking. So
yes,
I actually recorded two, Richard Branson and James Dyson, two really, really successful entrepreneurs from
UK. Okay. Now, I've just actually, for those folks who are interested, I've actually posted a page of Richard Branson reversals on my website. So go to the main page and scroll down to Richard Branson, and you can see about 30 reversals on him. So there we go. All right, so what have you got? Let's see.
Okay, so the first one from Richard Branson, the reversal says, so imagine it's source and match that.
Got it. Yep. Okay, here we go.
Giant tortoises. I mean, it was...
Okay, so imagine it's source, match that.
So imagine it's source, match that.
Oh, yeah.
So imagine it's source, match that.
Yeah, that's it.
So imagine it's source, match that.
Yeah, nice congruent reversal. Imagine it's source, see where it's going to come from, and get in tune with it, get in rapport with it, match it.
And what's interesting, this particular reversal, he was talking about his very initial, success story, but also surrounding the purchase of the place where he lives at the moment, Necker Island.
Oh!
And he was... And what he was talking about here was that the first time he was sailing, because he used to sail in a yacht with his children, and the first time that he saw Necker Island, his wish was to actually replicate that on the island and offer that as a retreat, I suppose.
He's
talking about here, I'm assuming, obviously I'm not able to question him, but what he's talking about here, I'm suggesting, is that he's imagining this scenery in front of him, and he wants to match it on the island and actually build the island. So I'm assuming that's what he was talking about there.
Ah, okay. Well, he's built himself a very nice island. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. Okay. All right. So what else you got, Mr. Branson?
Okay. So the next one is makes me alive, this air.
Got it. Yep. Okay. So here's the forwards.
But so the island's been.
Okay. Make me alive, this air.
Makes me alive, this air.
Oh, yeah.
Makes me alive, this air.
Yep, okay. Yeah, well, I guess it does make him alive, doesn't it? That nice, fresh air out there.
What he was talking about, the forward, because it's not apparent, but the forward conversation was, we've been building little bits of this island. Sorry, little bits of this. So this island is pretty special.
Oh, I see. Right, right. This is the island he lives on, right?
Mm, that's right, Necker Island. So he was talking about the early days when they were actually building it and how they were having to make tents on the boat or on the yacht and then transporting water to the island, because at that time there was no drinking water there. But he's talking about the building process and how it's special to him and obviously how it makes him come alive.
Right, yeah. I guess he must use generators for power there, wouldn't he? There'd be no power. Yeah. Oh. Wouldn't it be nice to have that sort of money, hey? Have your own private art. Wow. We'll have to get successes of secrets of rich people. Okay. When you go to my site, look up Richard Branson, you'll see that his main operating vessel is Whirlwind. And I've also got David Rockefeller up there, and his operating metaphor is She-Wolf. So there we go. We've got two Whirlwind on Branson and She-Wolf on Rockefeller.
Wow. Powerful. Indeed.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, we'll be doing some more on that over the next few weeks. Yep. Okay. All right. What's next?
The next reversal is how he curbs his nerves.
How he curbs his nerves. Okay.
Experiences with your...
Yeah, how he curbs his nerves.
How he curbs his nerves.
Oh, yeah, quick.
How he curbs his nerves.
Yep.
How he curbs his nerves.
What do you think that one means?
So the forward was actually, the conversation is, it's just great to be able to have those incredible experiences with your adult children. So what he was talking about was, even whilst they were young, he took them out on all these experiences. And now that they've become adults, he shares those experiences with them, even though he's still nervous about it. So I'm assuming, I'm getting that he is nervous, but he still overcomes his nerves in order to have those experiences with his children.
Right. That makes total sense. Yes, it does. Mm. Right. Okay. Excellent. Good job. Good. Okay. What else you got?
The next reversal says, and close like that.
And?
Close. Start like that.
Close? C-L-O-S-E?
Yep, and close like that.
Oh, I'm close like that. I'm sorry, I thought you said and close like that. Sorry, here we go.
Adult children.
Okay, I'm close like that.
I'm close like that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm close like that. I'm close like that.
Who's he talking about? His kids, isn't he?
He is. He's talking about the incredible experiences that he shared with them and how it's actually brought them close to him.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, he speaks quite fondly about his children in the reversals I've
had. Yes. That's what I found as well. So he does get on well with them, and he is close to them.
Okay, what else we got?
The last one is...
No, he was pretty... Sorry?
Sorry, I lost you there for a minute.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, yep, got you back.
Yep.
Yes. Okay.
Now, what do we get now?
So the final one for Richard Branson is, there is the self, self-knowledge in that.
Berry, as in B-U-R-Y?
There, T-H-E-R-E, there is the self, self-knowledge in that.
Got it, right. There is the self, self-knowledge in that, okay.
Let her do it.
Okay, there is the self, self-knowledge in that.
There is the self-knowledge in that.
Oh, yeah.
There is the self-knowledge in that.
Huh.
There is the self-knowledge in that.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yep, yeah, okay, yeah, right.
This is a really interesting one. Because in forward he says, do let her do it.
Uh-huh.
Now, what he's talking about is a young adult, 15-year-old Australian. She'd taken the decision to sail the world on her own. And her parents were indecisive. But when the press got hold of the story, they actually crucified her, and they were just saying, you know, how could you allow a 15-year-old to sail on her own, sail the world on her own?
Right.
So
he
said that he intervened, and he advised her parents to let her do it, and encouraged her by actually calling the parents up and letting her go ahead. So what he's saying there is that she'll be going on the voyage of discovery, so let her get on with it.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
What was interesting here is that she went and sailed around the world. When she came back, her parents were seen as heroes.
Yes.
So where the press were originally crucifying them, they actually became heroes for letting her go.
Yes, yes. So, I saw the whole story on TV. It's quite amazing. Yeah.
And the gist of this is that Richard Branson firmly believes that if you push yourself beyond your limits, then you will get more out of life. So that was really around that particular story.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, we'll go and, like I say, he's got some good positive reversals, so go and look at them on my website. A couple of negative ones there, which you'll have to ponder on. But anyway, yeah. Mm. Now, you've got some of Tony Robbins too, right?
I have indeed. Some interesting ones on Tony Robbins.
Well, I'm doing Tony Robbins myself right now, and he doesn't shape up too well. I'm not liking his reversals at all. So let's see if you found the same thing.
I have this, and I don't know where I get it from, but I have this feeling that he's been on the road so long that he's just kind of repeating these stories. And I get the feeling that he's really, really tired and he needs to have a break.
Oh, really? Is that what we're picking up? Okay, all right, okay. So let's have a look at the reversals.
Okay, so the first one is, I understand, I used to wonder what the hell it is.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Certain way, over and over again, yes or no?
Okay, I understand. I used to wonder what the hell it is.
I understand that you wonder what. Yeah, we just. I understand that you wonder what. Yeah, we just.
Yeah, oh, yeah, okay.
I understand that you wonder what. Yeah, we just.
What do you think he's saying with that one?
He's talking about emotions and being angry and frustrated. So I'm wondering if he was in that boat, so he understands it. He was frustrated and angry before because he's talking about that to the audience. So maybe he's connecting with that, thinking, yes, I used to be in that boat and I used to wonder what the hell it is as well.
Okay. All right, we have a caller, Eric from Michigan. Eric, you're on the air.
Hello, David.
Hi, Eric. How are you, sir?
I'm good. You're one of my greatest heroes because you talk about reverse speech. Thank you very much for doing that.
Oh, well, thank you, Eric. I appreciate that. Yeah, well, it's an amazing technology.
And I'd like to concur with that as well.
Okay, good on you, Nina.
See, okay. I don't believe it's the subconscious, not anymore. I used to think it was the subconscious too. But I'm starting to think that it might be that it's aware, and I think it's a single entity that's responsible for all the reverse speech, from what I've come to understand.
Yeah, yeah, and what do you think the entity is?
Well, you know, in the old days, when some of the Christians thought that it was Satan talking in reverse.
Sure.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I'm thinking that it may be actually a deity, like God. I get a lot of real-time reversals, and like I'll get real-time reversals like, oh, hey, look at that kid ride his bike down the street, and there'll be a kid riding his bicycle down the street. But I've been doing it for about 10 years. I didn't read your book. I bought your book, but I didn't read it. And I've just kind of been doing it on my own. I listen to you on Jeff Rentz a lot and understand the metaphors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I get reverse speech constantly. It's not every 10 to 15 seconds for me. So I just had to call in and throw in my 2 cents worth. And maybe... And you're breaking up. I'm sorry, I didn't really hear anything. But just keep that in mind next time you start reversing speech, that it might be actually God talking to you. Like, I can reverse things that were recorded 10 years ago and get what seems to be real-time reverse speech.
Hello?
Messages.
I lost you.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways.
Yeah, okay. No, that's interesting. Look, there is certainly a spiritual dimension to speech. There's no doubt about that. A lot of the verses are very spiritual in nature. So, you're certainly on to something. So, yeah.
I might be. I don't know.
Anyway, no worries. Thanks for your call, Eric. I appreciate it. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, no worries. All right, that was Eric from Michigan. If you want to call in, we've got about 30 minutes left in the show. It's toll-free number, 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Okay, back to you, Dina.
Okay, so that was that particular one. The next one, the reversal says, I have so much gamblers here this week that I see you.
I have so much scandal?
Gamblers.
I have so much gamblers.
Here this week.
What's the word that starts with?
I have.
Huh. Can't see it here.
No,
I got the other Tony Robbins reversals. Hang on, let's have a look at your reversals you sent me in me. Hang on. Let's have a look. I think I've got all your reversals. Hang on. I have so... No, not there.
Okay, we'll move on to the next one, and I'll try and see if I can find it and email it to you in the meantime.
I don't see it here. I don't see it here in the ones you sent, unless I've missed it.
I'll look for it in the meantime. Don't worry.
Sorry.
I'll look for it, but I'll we'll talk about the next one. This one says, "And I've so much canvassing this week. Need I screw you?"
Yeah, I got that one here. Okay, so here we go.
When you're excited, you'll do things to make you more excited.
And I've so much canvassing this week, need I screw you? Did he indeed screw you? Well, there you go. That makes you think, doesn't it?
Session he was doing, it was a motivational session, if I remember correctly, and I'm trying to remember the circumstances behind this, but it was one of these motivational sessions where he was doing a training session with entrepreneurs. if I remember correctly. So, and he'd been talking to them in a group setting before he started the presentation. So I'm wondering if that's what he was talking about, that he'd been doing so much canvassing, and needed to screw them.
Interesting. I want to play the verse I found on Tony Robbins. This is a story he tells often about when he had no money. Listen to this.
That I read about this at the end of my book, because I was trying to think, how do I get this thought across to somebody? And the most seminal moment for me was, I had, I don't know, $21, $22, whatever it was, to my name. I'm living in a 400 square foot bachelor apartment.
He said, yeah, $21 to my name, and he says backwards, liar.
Nap.
So is his famous story that he quotes all the time lie? I don't know. I just thought I'd throw that in for a little bit of thought. Okay. Could you hear that one?
I did. Really clear. Interesting is all I could say, especially as we're on air.
I know. Because he quotes that story a lot. That's what got him started. I've heard him talk several times, and he always quotes that story, how I only had $21 to my name, you know, and then I got this reversal liar. Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what else you got on him?
I sell them, show them.
I found them, show them. Okay, we're going to be going to
sell.
A break.
I sell them, show them.
Okay, let me see if I can get this in before the break.
Emotional bicep.
I sell them, show them.
I sell them, show them. I sell them, show them. I sell them, show them.
All right, that's it, folks. We're going to our break. We'll be back right after this.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances, an underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to royalvelvetnow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean, and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life. Many of you know that David John Oates' reverse speech has been scoring some huge breakthrough successes lately. The JFK assassination program with Jim Mars and yours truly is being heralded as the best in David's remarkable 33-year career. His recent outing of RNC Chairman Reince Priebus as a political conspirator was confirmed in the mainstream news only a week after his reversals were released. Of course, the amazing successes of David's one-on-one therapeutic practice go virtually unnoticed, and those are often the greatest successes of all. Despite these stunning achievements, reverse speech needs many more analyst practitioners. If you are a psychologist or a therapist, for example, there is no more powerful tool than using reverse speech in your practice. There's a rare opportunity coming up for you, as David has scheduled a new reverse speech training course beginning Sunday, June the 19th, 2016. There will be 12 classes altogether, all held online for 3 hours each, every 2 weeks. If you've been fascinated by reverse speech and would like to become an analyst practitioner for any reason, now is your chance to enroll and prepare to enter the world of the subconscious truth of all those around you. Call 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. Or email backwards@reversespeech.com.
We are back for our final segment of the DJO show this week. My guest is Dina Patel. Excuse the audio quality. I know I'm breaking up occasionally. My internet's down and I'm connecting with my iPhone as a hotspot, and it seems to be going up and down all the time, so excuse me. All right, Dina, you still with us?
I'm still here, yes.
Okay, here. What are we moving on to now?
Okay, so the next one is not his best show. And this is SH, don't want to say the word out loud, that
yep. is such. That's okay. We don't say the word out loud, but we can say it, we can play it backwards, okay, because see, backwards doesn't, it's just not real, so it's not really there, you're only imagining it. I'm being very facetious, of course. Okay, here we go.
What's a decision that would shift you?
Okay, not his best show, and this is blank, that's so.
Least fish to win the gist, and that's so.
Oh, yeah.
Least fish to win the gist, and that's so.
Yep, got it.
Least fish to win the gist, and that's so.
Yeah, that's certainly the SH word. Yep. Okay, so that's interesting, isn't it? He's a bit of an incongruent reversal, that one, isn't it?
So what you have to be wondering, what is he actually thinking about his programs?
Right. Indeed. What does he think about his program? Does he believe in it, or is it all just a money spin?
Mm.
Yeah, see, that reversal found by him that said liar was really revealing. That one actually took me by surprise. Here, I've got another one on him. Let's see if I can pull these up. Robbins, where is he? Tony Robbins. And, okay, let's see if this is clear.
And she would call me every day on the phone, 11955, so you could ring your own phone, and I'd pick it up, and she'd give me instructions, and I'd go to the store on my bicycle, and I'd buy the groceries, and I'd make the meal.
And here he says, wiring your bigot.
Wiring every good.
And there we go. I don't know. Don't like that word on him. Anyway, okay, what else you got on him?
I'm trying to find that other one. I have the gamblers one, but it's just for some reason it just seems to have got lost in the rest of these, and I'm desperately trying to search for it. But I think that's it for Tony Robbins.
Okay, all right.
No, we've
still got a lot of reversals here that we haven't played. So what are these other reversals we've got here?
Okay, so the next one, talking about entrepreneurs, so Richard Branson, I'm sure your audience and listeners are familiar with. I have another entrepreneur who's not possibly so well known. James Dyson is his name. He's into, James Dyson, the entrepreneur, he's into these Hoovers.
Okay.
So, this is talking about innovations. He was being interviewed about how he brought products to the market and how he went about starting out in his entrepreneurial life. So the first reversal that comes up is, it's as if my heart felt it, knows it.
Hang on, for what? My heart? What was the first word?
It's as if my heart felt it. Knows it.
It's my heart felt it.
It's as if.
Oh, right, I got it. Yep. Okay, yep. Here we go.
There's people with startup businesses.
Okay, it's as if my heart felt it, knows it.
This is if my heart felt me, knows it.
Oh, that's clear.
This is if my heart felt me, knows it.
Wow.
This is if my heart felt me, knows it.
So he's believing in what he's doing. He's believing down in the level of his heart. He's got integrity around it. Is that how you would interpret that?
Yes. And it's interesting because the forward conversation says, the full forward conversation is, I think that small companies or people with startup businesses have a huge advantage. They are much more capable of being radical, and the public likes the small man. And the bit that we were reversing on the forward was all people with startup businesses. So he is an entrepreneur himself, started up himself, so it's exactly congruent.
Right, okay, so here's that reverse again. It's as if my heart felt it, knows it.
This is if my heart felt me, knows it.
Oh, yeah.
This is if my heart felt me, knows it.
Very clear.
This is if my heart felt me, knows it.
That's a good reversal, yeah. Okay, good for clarity and good for message, good for content.
Mm. It's interesting, his subconscious is actually telling him that starting out as in a small business environment was the right thing for him, and he knows it inside. Hello?
Right, okay, all right. Okay, good.
Sorry,
all right,
what else
we got? Can you hear me okay?
The next reversal is he loves it.
He loves it, okay.
Mm-hmm.
He loves it, got it. All right, here we go. And he loves it.
He loves it.
Oh, yeah.
He loves it. He loves it.
So this is the same guy, right?
It is.
Right.
So here he was talking, well, this was what the forward conversation said. It says they like someone who is fairly fearless in the way they innovate and change the products as we know them. So he's talking about innovation, which is what he does. And talking about loving what he does. So congruency again there as well.
That's true, yeah. There's two congruent reversals on this guy. Okay, so if you want to learn success, this is the guy to go and see. Okay? I'm not too sure about Tony Robbins. I'm going to do a few more reversals on him and we'll put a page up on my website on Tony Robbins. So. Okay, all right, what else we got?
And the final one that I could find on James Dyson is, I was the last, but we had fun.
I was the last, but we had, as in I?
Yes.
I don't see it here. Oh, here it is. Got it. Here we go.
And I'll fail, but sometimes.
I was the last, but we had fun.
I must have really had fun.
Oh, yeah.
I must have really had fun.
Yep.
Yeah,
well, good. Glad he's having fun. That would seem to be a very important formula for success, wouldn't it?
Definitely. And in the forward, what he was actually saying is sometimes it would be a complete failure. So he's talking about the innovations and working on them. But sometimes it would be a complete failure and I'd fail. But sometimes it sets me on a track which actually succeeds.
Ah, I see. Right. Okay. Good. All right. Okay.
Those were the main ones I could find on James Dyson, and both himself and Richard Branson I found were very congruent. You know, they were speaking from their heart and followed their heart, and very, very congruent, as I said in their reversals. Whereas with Tony Robbins, it didn't seem that way. But as I agree with you, I need to do a little bit more research to look at more reversals and see what develops from that.
Yeah. I don't have enough on him yet to really form a conclusion. I think I've got one more reversal on him that I've got ready. Let's have a look. We've got Liar. Oh, yeah, listen to this one.
And he had not paid me back, and I was desperate for cash. I probably called him 10 times trying to track him down. Not a single response. And I was so hurt and pissed.
And this one says, Satan, your horse.
Satan, your horse. Satan, your horse.
Wow.
Satan, your horse.
Oh, gee, that's not a good one, is it?
Not at all.
No, not at all. Horse is supposed to be moving forward spiritually. That's what the metaphor means. Satan, your horse. I don't know about Tony Robbins.
What's both the contradictory, aren't they, those two?
They are contradictory, yeah, I know. I know, that's really interesting. Okay, all right. Well, what's the website, folks? Well, we will be posting some verses up there. Incidentally, you've got a new site up. Go to backmasking.com. New site, just went up this week. Backmasking.com. It's about the backward messages in rock and roll, the satanic messages. So www.backmasking.com. And if you want to check out what Dina wrote, go to backwardmasking.com. So two sites, Backward Masking, that's BackwardMasking.com, and that's the site that Dina wrote for me. And then there's backmasking.com, which went up this week, that talks about an unintentional messages in music, and backward masking is about the intentional music messages. So there you go. Okay, all right. Got anything else for us, Dina?
I have one final one. Oprah Winfrey. She was invited to talk at a college in the USA. To empower young individuals and allow them to follow their instincts. So she was talking about her early life as well.
Okay.
One thing I found out, which I wasn't aware of before, she had actually aimed to be a teacher. But she changed her career path.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right. So what's this reversal?
Okay. So this one is my head felt it won.
Got it. Yep. Okay. Here we go.
No. If I fail.
My head felt it won.
Boy, it felt it won.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, it felt it won.
Very clear.
Boy, it felt it won.
And you've got one as in W-O-N. And
yeah.
That would appear to be another key of success, to believe and to feel it inside of you that you are successful. And as Richard Branson says, tap into the whirlwind, go with your flow, feel the energy, feel your gut. And as David Rockefeller says, use the she-wolf. And the she-wolf is the most powerful metaphor of all. It's the part of the mind that creates and manifests our physical reality. Now, I actually have a she-wolf group that I do once a month. I don't know whether I told you about this, Dina. No, well, you're learning now. Email Annie; she'll send you all the details. Okay. Once a month we all get together for a She-Wolf group, which we do online. So they're turning out to be very successful. So, yeah.
Okay.
So
they're from worldwide audience.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, yeah. I have people log in from England and America and Australia. They're the main countries I'm in. I'm in three, really: England, America, and Australia. Backwards at reversespeech.com. That's backwards, S-C-K-W-A-R-D-S. So tell me, what's your future plans with reverse speech, Dina?
I actually want to do what you're doing, so take it out into the public arena and just make people more aware of it. And this is sort of like a stepping stone for me. So, yes, I'm appearing in this radio show, so I'm looking now, researching radio shows here in the UK, or people that may be interested in just learning more about reverse speech. So I'm looking in that area and obviously finding students and clients to take on as well. So just really making people more aware of their speech.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, that's what we all need to do now. We need to get the word out there. It's such an amazingly powerful technology, and can change people's lives just dramatically. Some of the successes that we have in sex work are just outstanding. So, yep. Yeah, okay. So, and in the years you've been involved in reverse speech, what's been some of the highlights? What's been some of the things you've enjoyed the most, or have impacted you the most?
The one that I was talking to you about earlier on, when we were looking at this particular individual who was undergoing so much stress, and how her life has actually totally turned around. She's so positive. You know, when we did the session, she just had no will to live. But now her life has totally turned around, and she's a totally different person. I can't identify her with what she was previously.
Wow. Yeah, it does amazing things. And one of the reasons why session work works so well, folks, is because what we've discovered with reverse speech is how the unconscious mind thinks, how the unconscious mind organizes behavior and personality. And it does it all through metaphors. Now, you may remember, my regular listeners to my show, how I spent 3 weeks playing all the various metaphors I had on my computer. So you've all been introduced to metaphors, and it's the metaphors that create the behavior and the personality and the lifestyle outcomes, and that's what we're working on in reverse speech. Yeah, okay, all right. So that's all universals, right, that we've got. So I still see a few we haven't played, like eight like it. What's that one?
Ah, that could be the one for the young infant.
Ah, eight like it. Okay, let's play this one. This is eight like it. Oh, I played that one, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm just looking through your universals here. Yeah. Yeah, okay. So what else is in your plans for reverse speech, Dina?
I want to... in the process of completing some articles, so obviously I want to bring that on board.
Okay.
To try, you know, it is really, the aim is to publicize it as much as possible, because I really do feel that we need it. You know, we need that congruency, we need that honesty in our lives at the moment, and this is what reverse speech brings.
Yeah,
I think it's
right.
So important to bring that on board.
Yep. Oh, it certainly is, yeah. We've got to get it out there more. And you write such good articles. I love the way you write. Are you thinking about getting them published? You should write some magazine articles and get them published.
It's something certainly that I could. Yes, I would consider it. I will certainly look at that avenue as well.
Yeah, I'd say that's a very good thing for you to be doing. Yep. Okay. All right. All right. So we've done all universals. It looks like we haven't played them all though. Maybe has there some that I've missed out?
Yeah, that's what I'm going through. There was one for Oprah Winfrey, which is Search the Name, Do I Argue?
I've got that one here, but we haven't played it. So here we go.
Okay.
About how I would manage those.
This is Oprah Winfrey. Search the Name, Do I Argue?
Search the Name, Do I Argue?
Oh, yeah.
Search the Name, Do I Argue?
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Search the Name, Do I Argue?
Does she have trouble with herself and her own confidence? That may be what that means.
Yeah, that was actually when she was just starting out. So the foreword in that was still living at home and couldn't figure out how I would manage those she had a lot of, she was at college at the same time, so I had biology at 1 o'clock. I couldn't figure out how I would be able to manage my schedule. So she'd been, in her early life, she was at college, and whilst at college, she'd been invited by CNN to be a reporter. And this was at the very, very beginning of her learning. So this was the time where she'd actually decided that she wanted to be a teacher, but then she was being pointed down another path with being invited to be a reporter with CNN. So I'm concluding that she's still searching for building herself a name, and then arguing about whether she should go down one route or the other route. That's the conclusion that I drew from that reversal.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, that's fair enough. Yeah. Okay. And it seems like I've got some more here that I haven't played. But no, maybe I played them. Well, Make Me Alive This Air. Did we play that one? Yes, we did, didn't we? Yeah.
Yes, that was Richard Branson. Yes, we have played that one.
For that one. Okay. All right. Well, look, why don't we... okay, so that's all your reversals, right? So,
yes.
Okay, so why don't I play a couple on Richard Branson? Let me get him up real quick. And... let me see, what will I play? Okay, let me play his Whirlwind Reversals. Here we go.
The first across the Atlantic in a hot air balloon, then the Pacific, and then trying to be the first around the world in a hot air balloon.
Here he says, on the whirlwind I surf.
On the whirlwind I surf.
On the whirlwind I surf. On the whirlwind I surf.
You hear that one? You hear that one, Dina?
Yes, very clear. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, very clear. And here he uses another whirlwind reversal.
You know, you should specialise in one area and try not to stray from that area, and that the best businesses in the world are those businesses that stick to their core.
And this one says, that feathered whirlwind, this is it, set it up.
Set the feathered whirlwind, this is it, set it up.
Yep.
Set the feathered whirlwind, this is it, set it up.
And again. Feathered, soft, enticing. You know, that feathered whirlwind. It's soft. It's gentle. This is it. Set it up. See, this is his secret to his success. Okay. Let me see. Where's his other whirlwind reversal? And I've got.
With Richard Branson, in that he's a very gentle soul, if you understand where I'm coming from, and yet he's a really, really powerful entrepreneur at the same time. So he balances it really well.
Yes.
I lost you there for a moment. Are you there? I was losing the signal.
Oh, yes, I'm breaking up. I can see my internet going down. Hopefully you can hear this one.
We came to within one day of being the first to go around the world in a balloon, and we just hit a blanket wall of air just off America.
And here he says, the whirlwind I wreck surf.
Little old when I wreck surfing.
Little old when I wreck surfing. Little old when I wreck surfing.
And the wreck surf was his failure. He hit this blanket wall and collapsed into the sea. No. All right, listen, Dina, we're almost out of time. Get your contact information out once again.
Okay, so it's dynamics.co.uk.
Uh-huh.
Is the website.
D-I-N-A-M-I-K.
K. Dynamic. Dynamics.co.uk.
Okay, dynamik.co.uk. Yep.
That's it. And then the mobile number is 07539 078992.
And you got a $1.44 in front of that if you're going to ring. Now, my show next week, folks, I'm going to be covering the JFK assassination. I know I've done it on the Jeff Rentz program, but we're going to do it again on this show next week. With a slightly different twist to it, how I got into it. And then the show after that, we've got Dick Allgaier, who did the remote viewing for the JFK assassination. So, and then we've got Courtney Brown, Farsight Institute, coming up in June. Talking about remote viewing and all that. Gina, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, and goodbye
to
everyone.
Thank you so much.
You're most welcome.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye. See ya. Bye.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable, and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network.